A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Chapter 12, Intruder. My eyes flew wide open with fright, though I was so exhausted and muddled that I was not yet positive whether I was asleep or awake. Something scratched against my window again in the same thin, high-pitched sound. I'm Julia Argy.
And I'm Vanessa Zoltan.
And this is Hot and Bothered, Twilight in Quarantine.
Julia, I hated this chapter.
I kind of thought you would like it because Jacob seemed nice again.
Sort of. He seemed so annoying. I think why I hated this chapter is that it felt like we were back to Edward. Again, a man is sneaking into Bella's room and then like yelling at her when she was just like trying to sleep. He wakes her from the dead of night and is like, remember this random thing I told you a year and a half ago. And she's like, I'm so tired. It just drove me nuts. I was like, give her a break. Get out of her room. Why isn't this girl just allowed to sleep through the night?
I mean, last episode, I was telling Bella, just remember. So I have a lot of sympathy with Jacob's perspective in this chapter.
Yeah, I did feel like Jacob was listening. Anyway, I will recap the like one thing that happens in this chapter.
Great. Please do.
Count me in.
3, 2, 1, go.
So Jacob, like, very awkwardly comes into the window and Bella's, like, falling asleep. And he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, I don't want your apologies. And he's like, well, I'm sorry. And I have a really good reason. And you should remember, guess. And then he just, like, stares at her and is like, guess. And she's like, I can't guess. And he leaves. And then she has a dream and is like, he's a werewolf. And then she's like, I'm going to go there and confront him at, like, 4 a.m. And Charlie is leaving because somebody else has died in the woods and they're going to try to catch the wolves.
That was very comprehensive.
Yeah, it was super easy to do because nothing happens. Okay, on your mark, get set, go.
So Bella thinks that Victoria is here to kill her, but she's not. It's Jacob, and he hops into the room, and she almost faints because she's so overwhelmed, and she gets a big hug from him, and he's super hot still, both ways, as always. She's like, remember that time you flirted with me to get information out of me? What did you tell me? And she's like, I don't know, that Edward was a vampire. And he's like, haven't you ever had a secret that you couldn't tell? She's like, yeah, but I'm not telling you about it. And then, yeah, the werewolves are going to die. That was it.
Yeah. I have a new breaking news song.
Oh, share.
Do, 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 do.
That is the Jeopardy one?
No, it's like that text sound called like circle or something. Do, 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 do.
As long as it's not the one that sounds like a trumpet, then it's fine.
Do, 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 do. Breaking news.
I hate that one. Jesus Christ. So Jacob is not part of a cult. He's part of a pack. Unclear how that's different. And Bella's figured it out. And she somehow thinks that he is murdering people out in the woods, even though that seems super evident that that's not the case.
Yeah. Like, Bella needs to assume good intentions in her friends. Like, they're not murderers. And it seems so obvious that there are vampires running amok murdering.
Well, that's the part that's so confusing. Last week, I was just begging Bella to put two and two together. And then here, she's like, oh, I finally figured out they're werewolves. That's great. But she had seen the werewolves chasing Laurent when Laurent tried to kill her, a person. And it's like, but probably the werewolves are out there killing people, even though she has witnessed a vampire in the woods trying to kill someone. Do you have any other breaking news?
Another piece of breaking news is that she calls Jacob an intruder, even though Edward was there like every fucking night, and she never called him an intruder. And so I was like wondering if this said something about implicit consent that I wasn't comfortable with, that like Jacob is an intruder because she doesn't like him romantically, so she doesn't like that he breaks into her room at night. But Edward, on some level, she wanted him to, so it was okay. But that doesn't mean that Edward's actions were actually okay, because it wasn't explicit consent.
And it's so scary. That's a bad way to wake up.
Yeah, I had a stalker in college who he would use the excuse that my boyfriend was allowed to come over unannounced, to come over unannounced himself, and once just crawled into bed with me. So this is a hill that I am willing to die on.
I can only imagine.
Don't break into women's bedrooms while they're asleep.
So true.
Yeah. Did you have a moment of genuine enjoyment? Because I literally didn't.
That is so unfair, Vanessa. Things happened in this chapter.
What enjoyable thing happened in this chapter?
Okay, listen to this. Let me tell you, because I had one, because I'm a good sport. Put some honest effort into it, Bella. He sounded like a little high school gym teacher, like trying to get me to play flag football or something.
Knees up, knees up.
Like, just try. So I really enjoyed that.
Ugh, I even hate that. It's so patronizing. And he's like trying to find a loophole. He's just being such a snake in this whole chapter.
A snake. Oh my gosh, fighting words.
He is. He's lying to everyone.
I would like to remind you that 2 weeks ago you were Team Jacob.
2 weeks ago, he was behaving like an upstanding young person. He has flipped to the Edward side.
I don't know. I was kind of into it.
He's basically Edward now. And he's not wearing a shirt. Why is this man running around topless? It makes me uncomfortable.
Vanessa, if you're a true believer in hot person rights, you should believe that they should be able to walk around shirtless.
Men should only be allowed to walk around shirtless if women can.
So true. Tits out, everyone.
Tits out. I don't have any genuine enjoyment, but I do have advice.
Oh, please start us off.
Okay, so as much as I hate Jacob in this chapter, I will say that Bella should be gracious when he apologizes to her. It's like really weird that she like yells at him, "I don't want an explanation." And it's like, well, like literal hours ago, you were sobbing in the woods, like begging for one. And sometimes people can't do things on your exact timetable. So while I understand being upset that he like committed a crime by coming into your house, I think that once you're like clearly not mad about that, it's like weird that she doesn't want to accept this apology. And I think graciously accepting apologies is important. And I think that it's because Bella is so horrible at apologizing.
That she doesn't even understand how to receive one?
Yeah.
I mean, Edward never did it.
Edward never did it. She's never apologized to Jessica, right? Like, she's not good at productive forms of confrontation. And therefore, she's not good at productive forms of catharsis. But I really felt bad for Jacob. He's like trying. He's doing a really bad job, but he's trying.
It was a good effort.
I guess. What about you, Julia? What advice do you have?
Well, I have advice that I think is really helpful in movie and book situations, but has never happened to me, not once in my life. So my understanding of the last chapter when Jacob is mean to Bella is that he was mean to her because his werewolf pack was listening and he can't be nice to Bella because of werewolf rules. And so I think that people in situations like this need to have a code word that they can slip in where it's like, I'm being fake mean to you, so that they don't get into a real fight. So like the code word is banana. And it's like, I want to see you again. Like I want to slip on a banana peel. And then they won't have to get into this long fight, because it happens all the times in movies and books where someone has to be fake mean, and people should have strategies in place for a circumstance like that.
I agree with you that that's something that happens a lot in books and movies and like never happens in real life. Sometimes with the kids, I have to like pretend to be mad when I'm not actually mad. I just know that they've done something that they shouldn't do.
Yeah, that's a more normal circumstance to be in than to have to fake yell at someone.
Yeah, but I don't yell. I go, come on, you should wait for your dad who cooked the meal to be at the table before you eat.
And then you pull at your ear.
But I'm like, not mad. I just feel like they should do that. But I also understand that they're hungry.
Well, if we get into a circumstance like this, I'm going to slip in key lime pie. So,
okay,
don't worry. We've solved this problem in our relationship.
Should I use the same code word or come
otherwise
up with
it's too hard to remember.
I agree. So key lime pie.
Great.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's your second piece of advice?
My second piece of advice is to Jacob, and that is like a little bit of self-awareness. He's like, I'm not in a cult. I just can't tell you what we do. I can't quit. I have a leader who I love, and I can't explain to you why I love him so much, and I'm not really allowed to talk to you anymore, but it's not a cult. And I just think like there's a real lack of self-awareness there. So Peter would never do this, but if he were to say to me, you're not mad at me, you're just hormonal, if I knew that that wasn't true, I would like definitely stop doing my diva cup art and put down my big piece of chocolate cake while I told him to shove it. Not because I think that the two things are related, but because I think we have to be our own PR agents. And then I have to give alternative reasoning and like, no, the reason I'm mad is because you cut my hair while I was asleep. And like, that is not okay. But I just think it's important to, like, put down the evidence to the contrary while having a data-based fight.
You sound like a really fun person to fight with. You need to have a data-based fight.
What's wrong with requiring data? Like, if someone says to me, you always do this, I'm like, give me three examples.
83% of fights need data. Part of what confused me about that whole interaction is that Bella then says that packs are worse than cults. Like, does she not know what happens in cults? Like, packs don't seem that bad.
Yeah, like, the worst thing a pack does is, like, gather around a piece of prey and kill it together so they have food. I guess maybe a pack could gather around a piece of prey and kill it and, like, not eat it?
Leave it for a different animal?
Yeah, but even that seems nice. That's like charity.
Yeah, gift giving.
Like, I'm not sure that packs really do that much bad stuff.
I mean, they're hierarchical, which I'm innately opposed to. But beyond that, like, we could get rid of the monarchy before we get rid of packs.
Yeah, I think that before we judge them, we should really do some dethroning of our own.
So true. Wow.
Julia, what's your last piece of advice?
So my last piece of advice is also for Jacob, and I would like to advise him to be a normal teen and just throw pebbles at someone's window as opposed to climbing to, quote unquote, the top of a tree and having it like arc down enough where he's kicking at her window. Just be a regular teen and throw the pebbles. That's what happens. That's what you're supposed to do.
Or like get a branch and like knock, knock. He's so tall. He's 6'5". Your arm gives you another, what, foot and a half, 2 feet?
Sure.
So that's like 8.5 feet. He like barely needs a stick and he can hit the window.
I know. Bring a broom with him. Tap, tap. That's all so easy.
Pack a broom.
As someone who notoriously can't aim, I understand the hesitancy around throwing pebbles at glass, but broom is solved.
I also, my concern with pebbles would be that like Jacob is someone who doesn't yet totally understand his own strength. So I can imagine him accidentally breaking the window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but better than breaking the front lawn tree.
Yeah. further evidence that he is turning into Edward. He is also breaking trees now.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I am, like, so not into it. We already have an Edward. We don't need another one.
I agree.
Jeez. Or Edward don't come back. Now we have Jacob.
Vanessa, what's in your Twilight Diary?
So it's, like, sort of advicey, but let me process out loud because I'm not sure who the advice is for. I think it's really strange that they're getting the police involved with trying to catch wolves. And that, like, they're, like, calling for a reward for a bunch of people to go out with guns. This seems like really bad strategy. Like, humans are definitely going to get shot. And Charlie says that. Charlie is like, you send out a bunch of people with guns and a reward, someone's going to get shot. And I'm like, well, then don't do that. Like, if you know that potentially an innocent person is going to get shot and the reason that you're going out in the first place is because an innocent person died, it seems like the solution is just contributing to the problem and isn't an actual solution.
And someone's going to kill a small wolf. Someone's going to kill a regular wolf and be like, where's my money at?
Yeah, so I guess my advice is, like, for the NRA, you know that shit like this happens all the time. So, like, stop abusing your power and punking us all with fake statistics about how guns save lives. They don't. They're going to kill all these unnecessary wolves. Julia, what do you want to put in Bella's care package?
So I've decided this chapter is something that we've discussed earlier, that Bella is a cat person. I tried to send her that puppy once, and I think it was the wrong choice. I just think that any dog person who hears that their friend is a werewolf won't be upset, but instead will be thrilled. And so the fact that she thinks that Jacob is a monster who murders humans makes me think that she's in fact a cat person and that I need to take back the two dogs that we have sent her in care packages so far and in its place send her a kitten.
But don't you think that the wrong thing to do with a cat person is reward them by giving them a cat? Like, they need to learn the error of their ways and be given dogs to, like, be proven once and for all that dogs are the superior creature.
Someone in our review gave us a demerit for anti-cat sentiments.
Well, to that person, I say, I can't change who I am.
But here's a dog.
But I'm pretty sure if you hung out with this awesome golden retriever that I'll send you, you'll change your mind. So yeah, Julia, I think that that's a really dumb care package item. She's just going to become more and more of a sociopath if she gets a cat.
I can't believe you call me dumb. You're the rudest person I know.
Well, let's just eat some key lime pie and call it a day.
That's a bad plan, but I'll do it anyways. Is there something that you want to put in Bella's care package?
Yes. So you and I have really found a lot of joy and meaning and reflection in our Twilight Diaries. And so I would like to send Bella a Twilight Diary because if she took better notes, first of all, I think it would be, like, really good for, like, her reflection and for a routine, and it would help her have her feelings in a productive way. But, like, she could go back to the day that they went to La Push and look at her notes rather than be reminded of what happened in a nightmare that is so bad she has to borderline suffocate herself from screaming. And so I think that it would be a less traumatizing way to deal with a lot of the problems she's having if she just journaled. So I'm going to send her a Twilight Diary.
Okay, Vanessa, riddle me this. Is Twilight not Bella's Twilight Diary?
If it is, it's a diary that she's writing retroactively. It's like a Jane Eyre diary where it's like she's writing it 10 years in the future. And so I'm saying I want her to have one now as she's going through it.
It'll make her future diary all the more realistic.
I think next Stephanie Meyer should produce the diaries that Twilight is based on. Just the notes.
After Midnight Sun, we know what to do next. What do you think is going to happen next chapter?
I think it's going to be a massacre, and it's going to go down in history as the Forks Massacre, where just, like, innocent people who are out playing in the woods get shot, a bunch of wolves get shot, some, like, deer get shot because somebody's like, oh, I thought it was a wolf, a bear gets shot. I think it's going to go down as the Forks Massacre of 2005, and it's just horrible, and I hate it.
Wow, that sounds even worse than this chapter, so we have a lot to look forward to.
This has been Twilight in Quarantine, a slice of key lime pie from Hot and Bothered. This episode and all episodes are executive produced by Ariana Nettleman and produced by Ariana Martinez. This show was conceived of as Vampire Baby by Julia Argy, and I'm Vanessa Zoltan, and I am not a cult leader. We are a production of Not Sorry Productions and are distributed by Acast. I really hope the books get better.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.